Your relationship with your body is the longest relationship you will ever be in. You must have unconditional permission to eat in order to make peace with food. What is your self-talk like about your body? If you wouldn't say that to a loved one about their body, what makes it okay to say it to yourself? This is a safe virtual space where we are going to dig into deep heart-to-heart combos that all come back to our relationships with food and body. Welcome back to another episode of the Fine Food Freedom Podcast. This is your host, Sam Previtt. I'm delighted that you're here. Happy freaking New Year. This is my first time picking up the mic and recording in 2026 because the first Wednesday of every month is our client testimonial episodes where I interview one of our clients. So that came out last Wednesday. So this is the first time I'm dusting off the mic in the new year. Might be a little rusty, but we're here and that's all that matters. So before we get into today's episode, which I'm really, really excited about, I just did a full pivot. Like I had a whole episode ready that I was going to do. And then I watched a Instagram video from Kendra Austin. And I was like, nope, we're going to pivot and we're going to talk about this. And I would actually love to have her on the podcast to talk about that video. Just manifesting that. Okay. So first up, Fine Food Freedom win of the week. I have a screenshot here for you. Followed you on TikTok for so long, and I realized yesterday that I didn't follow you on Instagram. It was meant to be because I need this podcast right now. Everyone in my family has decided to go on GLP-1s in preparation for my wedding next year, aside from me, and it has made me feel very badly for not wanting that for myself and for not, in air quotes, trying harder to get skinny for my wedding. For context, most of them didn't even have weight to lose. I have really been struggling with how to navigate this and their comments, so I truly followed at just the right time. I can't wait to listen. Thank you to this person for their vulnerability, for sharing that and for sending that message. And they're alluding to one of the podcast episodes that I put out a few weeks back where it was how to navigate conversations around weight loss drugs and just intentional weight loss in general, but mostly weight loss drugs because they are everywhere. And highly recommend giving that episode a listen. It was put out during the holiday season, but it does not have to be the holidays to listen to that because Ozempic is here. Ozempic is not going anywhere. GLP-1s are not going anywhere. So if you're struggling to have those conversations with loved ones, highly recommend you give that a listen. Okay. Now, today's episode, we are talking about, you know, my favorite influencer lost a shit ton of weight. Now what do I do? And I've done an episode previously talking about how like everyone is shrinking and all that kind of good stuff. But I want today to talk about Kendra Austin's video. I'm going to link it in the show notes below. And I would love that if you could go and watch her video, because I think it'll give great context to today's episode. But it really got me thinking because I've talked to so many clients like in session, and our team has supported so many clients in session about this topic, but it's so nuanced and so hard to talk about for many reasons. And here's why. Okay. First of all, completely depends on who we're talking about, right? Like what influencer, what person, what is their journey? And then secondary, it depends on in a counseling session, if we're talking to a client, like how far are they in their recovery? And so I'm going to do my best to navigate this conversation today, but I want to highly, highly, highly remind you, put to the top of this episode, a disclaimer that this is just my opinion. These are just like educational purposes. This is not in lieu of professional support. These conversations are much better suited with a professional, and we have a team of them that can support you. And we also take insurance. So friendly reminder to check your benefits. You can click the link in the show notes below. We have licenses now in over 26 states. We have 11 dietitians on staff. They specialize in everything from body image, intuitive eating, eating disorder, PCOS, diabetes, you name it. We have someone for you. Okay. So always, always, always highly recommend professional support. But I want to talk about, okay, your favorite influencer just lost weight. Now what? And not just, right? It may have been a very gradual transition. Maybe they were open about it. Maybe they weren't, right? There's going to be so many different situations here. But this has happened a lot for many different people on the internet. And this is something that comes up in session because whether we want to admit it or not, our fucking phones, like, we have our reality out here and then we have the reality in the phone. And if you're on the apps and you follow people and you have these parasocial relationships, then it's going to affect you. And so the easiest path we can take to this is if you are on a journey of recovery and you seeing somebody online, an influencer, we'll call them, that you really, really love and you've loved watching and they've lost a shit ton of weight and their body's changed dramatically, whether they talk about it openly or not, if that triggers you, hit the unfollow button, hit the mute button. You can mute their stories, you can mute their post, you can unfollow them for the time being if that is too triggering, okay? And that's the beauty of the phone. I will never understand why people leave comments on people's bodies, like in comment sections, or just negative comments in general. Like if, like people that leave a negative comment, that's just loser activity. Like, I just got to call that out. Like, scroll onward, right? And so same thing, like if you are triggered by a person's body, I want to highly encourage you to not comment, like, why have you lost so much weight? You used to, no, 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 take it back. I want you to just unfollow or mute them if instead of commenting on their body, okay? Now, if you're at a part in your recovery where seeing people's bodies changing, it makes you curious and it makes you question why is their body changing, but it's not triggering to the point of, oh my gosh, now I want to intentionally lose weight. I want to shrink myself. Like, you're just curious and you can still follow them and you still really enjoy following them. You don't have to unfollow them. And I think this is where, like, the nuance comes into this conversation, right? You've heard me probably say it if you've been on, listen to any podcast before, any of my content, that like all humans have body autonomy, right? Like people can do whatever they want with their bodies. And, big and, bodies are going to change, right? Like if you followed someone for many, 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 many years, their body is going to change. And I think the internet has really fucked with our brain in a way that we think that people are like this. And we see with celebrities, right? Like people get famous at 16 years old and people expect them to be the same fucking person at 32 years old. It's like, no, they were a teenager. Like, remember how you were at 16, right? Like, and the same thing goes with the internet. Like how I showed up on the internet in 2020 is going to be different than how I do now 6 years later. And so it's important to recognize that people's bodies are going to change. And when I say that it's not okay to comment on someone's body, I mean that if their body has gotten bigger, I mean that if their body has gotten smaller, I don't care what has happened to their body, we don't need to comment on it. So if you're at a place in recovery where you'd feel like, I want to say something, or like, no, like, let's just unfollow, right? But when it comes to this idea of like people's bodies are going to change, this is where the nuance comes in, because when we use the term influencer, that could mean many things, right? Like people call me an influencer and I'm like, I guess, because there's like influence. But to me, it's like, no, I show up online because of Fine Food Freedom, right? Like I show up for our organization, for the ability to get healthcare, fair, unbiased healthcare into the hands of people who need it and want it. And so when you are looking at people online that you follow, you need to ask yourself a couple things. And this is what I'm here to do. Like I have a notebook of questions where you can kind of write these down and think about them of, is this person a qualified professional in the eating disorder space? Are they a dietitian? Are they a personal trainer? Are they a doctor? Are they like, what are they related to food and body? And medicine, right? And healthcare? Or are they and when I say just an influencer, I'm not trying to put down the profession of influencing, because that's a whole nother conversation. But when I say just an influencer, is it like, you know, there's different types of influencers, right? Like there's like people you follow specifically for meal prep, or specifically for mom content, or specifically for shopping content, or thrift hauls, or whatever, right? Like, because I think it's so important to recognize that every single human has the right to body autonomy, and every single human that shows up on the internet does not owe us the perfect relationship with food and body, which doesn't exist, right? But just because someone is on the internet and has a body does not mean that they have to have peace with food, peace with their body, and promote that. Okay. And I know that's where this is where it gets hard, because when you are on a journey of recovery, you're trying to curate your feed. And that's something we talk about with clients in the beginning, when it's really, really tough, right? When you're really trying to move towards a place of food freedom and making peace with your body, like you want to curate this feed of people like that. And then what can happen is maybe you follow, I'm going to use like myself, I love thrifting, right? I love going to Goodwill. I love going to antique stores. I love going to thrift stores and finding like gold. And not like actual gold, like gold as in like things that just mean something to me. And so I follow a bunch of thrifting accounts, and I do not expect those people to talk about food or body image or know anything about that, right? So if they were to post a one-off story of like their keto lunch or some bullshit, I'm at a place where like that, honestly, I don't even notice it. Like that would like roll right off. There might be a part of me that's like, what the fuck? But then it's like, whatever, right? Like that person, I'm not following them for food advice. I'm not following them to learn how to make peace with food. I'm following them because they know the best thrift stores and they know what to look for and blah, blah, blah. Okay. That's just an example. So when you are on your journey of recovery, which it's lifelong journey, right? Of making peace with food, and just our relationship with our body is a lifelong relationship that ebbs and flows. And you're navigating these parasocial relationships. People's bodies are going to change. People don't owe a shit. And you can unfollow them, or you can start to get curious of like, okay, if I follow them for something other than food and body, what is it? And kind of go on from here. Now, if someone, this is so nuanced, so please, I have like 17 questions I want to get to here, because I think it's important to recognize that like people's bodies are going to shrink for many different reasons, right? But it also comes back to, if someone, let's say back in 2020, I feel like 2020 was like body positivity was in, right? The brands were all getting models that reside in larger bodies. There were, you know, like diversity. I say diversity was in, it should always fucking be in, but it's when everything had a big boom in the market. And so that really affected how people showed up on the internet. So if you followed someone who used to be body positive and talked all about advocating for fat people or for black people or for queer people, and now they've completely flipped their page and they've lost a shit ton of weight and they're promoting GLP-1s and they're promoting weight loss as healthy, like that is an automatic unfollow, right? Like that's not what I'm talking about here. And so this is where I believe Kendra Austin, who I'm going to link her video, does an incredible job of talking about, and I don't want to put words in her mouth, and that's why I want to have her on the pod, but talking about how her body has changed. She has lost over 100 pounds in however many years of being online, but she has not stopped advocating for fat people. She has not stopped advocating for, you know, all of these different marginalized communities. And she talks about how her values haven't changed. And just because her body has changed doesn't mean her values have changed. And I thought she says it so beautifully. And I thought it was such a good reminder that, like, behind these little fucking square phones that we're all holding in our hand, there are humans with nuance. And, like, when we talk about bodies changing, like, it's true. Bodies do change for many different reasons. But I think what we forget is that, like, these are real humans behind the square. And you know what, on the What the Actual Fork podcast years ago, Jenna and I had Brittany Lancaster, at the time was her name. I believe I'm going to pronounce it wrong. It's Segrin. She got married. Brittany Segrin, Britt Segrin on TikTok. Such a sweetheart. She blew up in 2019, 2020 on TikTok, all for like what she eats in a day. Recovery. So she's recovering from an eating disorder. She was open about like being afraid to eat food and like showing what it really looks like to eat food and to nourish yourself and her, like, how it was important for her body to gain weight. And she was showing this, right? She was showing her recovery. And as she continued to recover, her relationship with food obviously changed, but her relationship with movement changed. And she started to make peace with movement. And I told you I was going to be rusty today. She started to make peace with movement. She started to find joyful movement. And she started to find joy in running again. And so she started running half marathons. And maybe marathons, I don't know. I haven't followed her that closely. But what I'm trying to say is, as she started to increase her movement and make peace with movement and still fuel her body accurately, adequately throughout this time, her body changed. And she went as long as she could without addressing it. But because she is a recovery account, right? The people that follow her, the majority of people were recovering from disordered eating and eating disorder. She felt the need to speak about that and say, hey, I know you're here because you're recovering from an eating disorder. If you find this too triggering that my body has changed, unfollow me. But if you're here because you're recovering from an eating disorder, please know, like, I'm still working towards recovery. I'm still fueling my body and I found joy in movement. And I'm not telling you that you need to run half marathons, but my body is changing throughout this process. And I'm showing up on the internet and here, like, you can't hide your body, right? Like, and that she did such a great job of talking about that. And I think of her when I was listening to Kendra Austin's video. And I think that's like such an important skill as you are on a recovery journey, that like in the beginning, if you need to unfollow and set physical boundaries in real life with people and online, like physically detach, makes sense. But as you integrate yourself into the real world, you're going to see people's bodies changing, whether it's in real life or on the phone. So I do believe that the phone can be a place to get comfy with that, of like not commenting on it when someone's body is changing. Of course, if they're promoting intentional weight loss and it feels diet culture and blah, 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 like get rid of it, unfollow, mute, etc. But if these people are still advocates for the fat community and their values haven't changed, it doesn't mean we have to unfollow them. And I use myself as an example. Like, I don't consider myself, like, again, I'm going to use air quotes when I say influencer. Like, I think of myself as more like, my page is for eating disorders, right? Disordered eating, intuitive eating. So I try really hard to not show my body online. Like, I make a conscious effort, not because I am ashamed of my body, but I am a thin, white, cis, hetero, able-bodied woman. And if I am constantly showing my body, you're going to subconsciously be looking at it and thinking, like, if I eat this way, am I going to look like this? Or, like, it's unfortunately just a part of what comes along, right? So, like, for influencers who are not eating disorder, intuitive eating professionals, I don't expect them to maybe have that same standard as myself. Now, I have dabbled with, because I do have these relationships with my online community where I want to show a picture of myself, let's say going to this holiday party, like I did one. But then I do second guess myself because I know that it will trigger people to see my smaller body online. And again, there's just so much nuance here because it's like, I don't want to trigger people. I also like want to share my life and et cetera, et cetera. So I have made it a concerted effort and a very intentional decision to not show my body much online at all. And that's why I do a lot of like talking head videos. Like you can see my head. And it's funny because like, obviously I've been online for 10 plus years now. So like my body looks so different 10 years ago. I've had 2 kids. I've gone through rounds of IVF, right? Like things change, but I try to keep it consistent in a headshot to keep it as least triggering as possible, to make it not about my body, about the content, et cetera. But some people share fitness journeys. They share their life. They share these things and their bodies are going to change. And I think that's a part of recovery, is becoming okay with bodies changing and setting boundaries of unfollowing or physical boundaries in life when it is dangerous, when it is diet culture, when it is toxic and terrible. But just because somebody's body's changed doesn't mean their values have changed. And so I want to encourage you, if there's someone whose body has changed that you follow and you really enjoy following them and they're still advocating for things that you align with and agree with, to sit with that discomfort, right? To sit with that grief of like, to sit with the jealousy of like, I'm on this recovery journey and their body has changed and mine hasn't. And what does that mean? I think that's a really beautiful thing. I think like discomfort, if I've learned anything over the past 10 years, like discomfort is so necessary for growth and change and evolution, not only in your, you know, food and body image journey, but just life. So like, if you feel discomfort, sit with that. If you feel danger, like, you know, if someone has gone from being body positive to promoting GLP-1s and their 1200 calorie workout plan, unfucking follow that shit, right? Like, this is not me telling you to keep following them. But I think it's such a nuanced conversation. And I think it's an important one to have, because we're seeing it everywhere. And remember, just every single person, every single fucking human being is subject to diet culture. Hell, I am. I'm an intuitive eating counselor. I'm a dietitian. I'm a personal trainer. This is what I do for a fucking living. But every other ad is a GLP-1 telling me to shrink myself, right? Like it is everywhere. And so when we have these people online that we look up to, or these celebrities, like, it's important to recognize that every single person is subjected to diet culture and is affected in some way. And if they aren't an eating disorder specialist or dietitian or counselor or therapist or whatever, like, why are we holding them to the standard? I think that's when we need to look internal and be like, where am I getting my food and body image info from? Right? Like, I'm not going to my mechanic to get info on how to do my taxes. So if there's an influencer who just does like day in the life, that's awesome. Like, you enjoy their content. They aren't an eating disorder specialist. So like, we shouldn't be taking in that. Now, like, my brain just has so much disclaimer nuance to this, because again, there's the subconscious, right? Like, I think about my phone, I think about kids and anxiety levels and comparison trap. And like, the more and more and more and more and more you're seeing something, even if they're not saying lose weight, lose weight, lose weight, if the reason I don't show my body, like, if you're seeing a constantly like straight size body, you're going to compare yourself to that. And this goes back to this idea of depending on where you are in your recovery journey, it's important to recognize if you need to unfollow or not. And no matter where the fuck you are in your recovery journey, it is highly important to diversify your feed, to have different body sizes, colors, genders, sexualities. Like, your feed should look different, right? It should look like the world that we live in, with diverse humans and body diversity and race diversity. Like, so that's something I want to challenge you with too, is scrolling through your Instagram feed. Is it just a bunch of skinny white girls? Let's look into that, right? And I'm not saying this to guilt and shame you. I'm saying this because I've been there on my journey, and it's important to look into. It's important to recognize. And gosh, with these weight loss drugs here, you're gonna see bodies changing in real life and on the phone. So please give me some grace. Like I said, I'm rusty today with coming back to podcasting. And also, it's just, there's so much nuance here that I'm so grateful for this long form podcast, because I can't, if you put me in a chair and said, make a 60-second video on this topic, like, it's so hard to cover it all. But even today, like, I'm sure I forgot something that I wanted to say, and I'm going to think about it tonight at 3 a.m. My eyes are going to shoot open and I'm going to be like, oh my gosh, I forgot to say this. So give me some grace. We're all just doing the best we can with the resources that we have. We learn, you know, we learn better. We do better, learn. I don't freaking know. I don't know what I'm saying. So if you enjoyed today's podcast, if you're like, wow, I needed to hear this. I need support. I need help with my relationship with food and body. So grateful you're here. Click that link in the show notes below. Get your insurance benefits checked with our team. We have incredible dietitians. We have dietitians who help you. If you're training for a half marathon and you're like, well, I want to make peace with food. I don't want to diet, but I need to make sure I'm adequately fueled. We have dietitians who do that. Like, anything that you are looking for related to food and body image, we can help you. So click that link, check your benefits, and thanks for being here. And let's make 2026 a great freaking year. All right. See you next week. Bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Find Food Freedom Podcast. Every single time you listen to an episode, it truly makes our dreams come true, helping people make peace with food, body, and movement. If you have not already, please make sure to head over to social media and give us a follow at find.food.freedom on Instagram or Find Food Freedom on TikTok. And if you resonated with today's episode and want more professional support, please head over to findfoodfreedomresources.com. This is where you can get your benefits checked to see if your health insurance will fully cover that one-on-one nutrition counseling with our team. And we also have so many other virtual resources there. So again, that's findfoodfreedomresources.com for all things Find Food Freedom and to get those health insurance benefits checked. If you have not already, I invite you to rate, review, subscribe, like, share this podcast with anybody that you think needs to hear it. The more that you share this podcast, the more that this message of intuitive eating and food freedom will be out in the world, which we so desperately need. Again, thank you for being here. I cannot wait to chat with you again soon on the next episode of the Find Food Freedom Podcast.